Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh yeah, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm calling this, is the Quora Files. Have any of you ever signed up for Quora? Quora is interesting in that it sends me a bunch of stuff in email about this, that, the other. And well, I get a lot of these things about gun stuff. So these are the anti-gunner questions that come to Quora. And I honestly don't know if these are genuine or not, simply because of the way they're based. But then at the same time, when you look at the way the left tries to package things, it sort of sounds like it could be real. So first one up, since fascist gun-owning Republicans are in the way of progress, should the Democrats start a civil war so they can finally ban guns and enact their agenda? A lot of presumption in that particular question. Because here's the thing, fascists don't own guns because they've been subdued by fascism. Fascism takes guns. And, well, even Democrats own guns. It would be a better argument for fascism among those who want to repeal the Second Amendment. And if you're unarmed, then you're ill-prepared to fight in a civil war, especially if the other side is heavily armed. So what he's asking is, should the enlightened, disarmed Democrats start a civil war with the armed fascist Republicans? This is why this is the unicorn question. I just found that interesting. There we get, why do gun nuts insist the AR-15 is semi-automatic when it's quite clearly fully auto and has a high caliber clip? This one I think is real. I find that one to be very indicative of the class that's trying to regulate your weapons. Because of the terminology. Now, the AR started out as a civilian weapon. It was not a military weapon to begin with. Armalite, when they built it, I don't even know why they built it, but they built it. But it was adopted by the military. It's adopted, I think, by the Air Force first. So then they put a selector switch on it to where it would shoot fully automatic. Now, the reason they wanted this was because the M14 of the time, big and heavy, and shooting it on full automatic, you were going to knock your teeth out. They went with the 5.56 caliber, not because of its caliber, but because of its size and weight. So 5.56 is not really that heavy of a caliber. And the AR-15 accepts magazines with as little as 5 rounds and as much as 100 rounds if you find the magazine. Now, after 30, I sort of lose my taste for them because I just don't think they're going to work. I don't think they're going to be reliable. But these two questions show a remarkable amount of ignorance as to what a gun, what certain guns actually are and what people are that own them. See, right now as I talk to you, behind me, I have 5 AR-15s in 2 calibers. None of them are going to harm anybody unless I have to use them to defend myself. The fact that I own guns does not make me fascist. As a matter of fact, the fact that I own guns makes me a free man. So I don't know, like some of these guys, they try to put up their little, like this guy, the guy with the fascist-owning Republican one. His name is Dennis Manning, studied at Mineral Area College, whatever that is. Graduated 2010. Posted his little comment back in July, right before the 4th of July the 3rd. When you see this, this is a product of the media. This is what the media hath wrought. And we're sitting here and we're on a daily basis, we're here trying to combat this mindset, which is based on nothing having to do with fact. There's nothing to do with fact here. Nothing at all. And yet these people believe it. And I'm almost certain they believe it vehemently. I mean, they believe it to the point. Here we got this one guy. He wants there to be a civil war. Do you know what happens if a civil war starts? Democrats cease. Let me, and I'm going to describe this just real quickly in a brief amount of time. In a civil war, it would be my intention to deny the other side, first of all of their talking heads on the news, telling them all the stuff that they need to hear. Those guys are gone. They're just done. I'm also going to deny certain metropolitan areas their logistics. We're going to cut into your supply line. You're not going to have gasoline. You're not going to have power. You're not going to have food. So you're not even going to be able to transport yourself out of your enclave. And if you do, you're going to run into us. And if we're nice, we're just going to take everything you own. And if we're not, we're going to take everything you own. I mean, everything you got. And that's just the way it would work out, because there will be the haves and the have-nots, and there will be the types that know this kind of stuff, and there'll be the types that have no idea, and they're just running on emotion. And your emotion will run you right into us, who are hyper-violent when we have to be. And I don't want a civil war here in the United States. I don't think there's any need to call for a civil war here in the United States. But this is the way the left defaults. Let's have a civil war. And the other thing is the AR-15 is automatic and has a high caliber clip. This stuff is amazing. The thought process is what some people believe out there in the United States today. This post with the automatic quote, that's used truck emporium on Quorum. The lack of knowledge has got to be the thing that drives the most where people get out there and supposedly get behind gun control. The parts they don't know. There's more to it than this. I'm going to get into this. We're going to continue this on the other side. Yeah, the Quora files. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Quora.com. This is the Quora Files. I'm looking. I get these notifications in the email all the time, and the lack of knowledge is amazing. Like this guy. This guy's name is Tim Flynn, supposedly a former deputy sheriff. Says when gun enthusiasts say they don't want that, why don't they enforce the laws we have? What laws do they mean specifically? What laws are currently being enforced by whom and why aren't currently being enforced? Well, that really depends on your where you live. In July of 2023, a 16-year-old was arrested for carrying an unlicensed pistol that was illegally converted to a fully automatic machine gun. Had a 33-round magazine and a second 33-round magazine with it. His two friends with him were carrying cocaine packaged for sale. Upon their arrest, all three were released by the judge. Not a fluke. This is the new normal. There was a man released with a GPS ankle monitor after firing shots at someone. He was arrested again for a second shooting committed while he was wearing the monitor. Again, the Democrats are in control. They're trying to prevent criminals from being incarcerated, and as a direct result, crime is flourishing. Then we get one from a Florida state law enforcement officer named Kyle Taylor. Why are gun owners so adamant about not wanting stricter gun control? I do not mean confiscate everyone's guns. I'm talking about more comprehensive background checks, licensing, and proper firearm use and safety classes. Well, we already have comprehensive firearm checks, background checks, right? What, do you want them to open up an investigation into our lives despite the fact we haven't committed a crime? That's what the background check does, right? That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, except we just, you know, we have given in to that because you guys thought that would make a difference, or you said it would. I don't need a license to exercise a constitutionally protected right either. And I already take firearm safety classes, and I take shooting classes, and I practice, and I drill, and I do all this other stuff. And this question shows exactly why your opinion should never be turned into a policy, because you don't know what you're talking about. Now, let's go back over these two again. In Chicago, when we're talking about what laws are not being enforced. In Chicago, they got up on nine bangers. They were there. They all had switches on the back of their Glocks. They all confiscated the switches. And it doesn't matter that they confiscated the switches because they were 3D printed and they were probably replaced with another Glock. Everything, all of these illegal accessories are all built towards the Glock or the Glock platform because it is almost ubiquitous. Glock is almost ubiquitous. So, when they confiscated those nine Glocks with these switches that made them a fully automatic weapon, nobody got arrested. I was just dancing around here for 3 months waiting to get the approval of the ATF to turn my AR-15 pistol into an AR-15 SBR. And I was in danger of, you know, if they'd had their way, I would have been a felon. But these guys, these gangbangers, I don't know what purpose they're serving, but apparently they're serving some sort of a purpose because they got released immediately. No bail. No nothing. They're back out on the street. Well, it's been a minute since that happened. They may be dead now, as far as that goes. But then as far as the comprehensive background check, see, the background check thing, the reason that they, and right now, Biden is saying they're going to do it by executive action, universal background checks, that'll get challenged and that'll get fought. Universal background checks don't work unless you have a registry. We know this. The Obama Justice Department told him that when he was pushing for universal background checks. So Biden knows it too, if he remembers. And it doesn't matter if he remembers, because if he tries to impose it, then that's going to get taken to court. There's not very many reasons to have a registry. Registries always lead to confiscation. Even today, in New York State, there are certain jurisdictions where law enforcement is constantly looking at the obituaries and then comparing the obituaries to the gun permits. You got to have a permit just to own a gun in New York State. And then after an approved time, they will go to that address and say, where's the gun? We know so-and-so died. We want the gun. And that's happening on a regular basis. So, that's what we are against with the more comprehensive universal background check. Because it leads to confiscation. Universal background checks are another term for gun registry. Why can't we have a gun registry? You can't have a gun registry because of history. History proves you to be very inclined to confiscate our governments. Very inclined to confiscate our guns. So, it's really interesting to see what these guys don't know and who they claim to be. So these guys are both law enforcement people that were asking those two questions. You would think they should know better. And I don't know. When I listen to these guys, when I listen to the stuff they come up with, this is where I begin to say, hey, is this real? Is this real? So that's the part that I get a little upset about it, because these guys are genuinely law enforcement and they're asking these questions. That explains a whole lot of things about a whole lot of things I see coming out of law enforcement. That kind of ignorance is dangerous. Still back law enforcement. Police yourselves up, huh? This is the Quarrel Files. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hillary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here we have a comment on the Quarrel Files from Waynard. Studied life and living at an electrical engineering power at Life and Living. Graduated in 1985. Question is, why can't we ban guns for 1 month to see how much crime and mass shootings have lowered? Well, you don't really have to do that there, Waynard. You could use that brain to study life and living and do a little research. You know, God gave you that brain for you to use it. Just exercise that brain. The UK and Australia both enacted heavy restrictions and confiscated tons of firearms in 1996. Based upon the premise that taking guns from law-abiding citizens would lower homicide and suicide, you would have thought that those things would have fallen substantially in the following years. But they did not. In fact, suicide in the UK ticked up. So go search historic homicide and historic homicide rates for each country. Look at their own government statistics. Then you can rethink your malformed idea. And you need to understand, we'll talk about this, but you need to understand that those who want to kill themselves are going to find a way to kill themselves. Let me get this one. This is submitted from somebody who studied marketing, graduated in 1991. His name is Jeff T. It seems far-right gun owners think home invasion with a firearm is a Second Amendment right. Let's see them prove it. So any of you wingnut gun owners wish to try breaking and entering my home with a firearm and use a 2A on me? This guy needs therapy. that's the kind of rantings that you hear out of a madman. I don't understand it. People that exercise their Second Amendment right do so to protect their home and domain, you know? 99%+ of gun owners follow all laws because they have their rights to bear arms. They are more law-abiding than the cops. And what most of the gun-grabbing leftists are trying to do is strip the legal gun owners of their right to defend themselves. Like this guy's probably saying in his little statement there. And this is not a question, right? This is an agenda. This guy's pushing an agenda. But in all of the gun-grabbing agenda pushes, none of them will defend you from the idiot with a gun who doesn't give a damn how many laws you want to pass. They are criminals because they don't care about the law. Once again, we have people that these guys profess to go to school of some sort. And they have really, these are really stupid premises to get out there, especially the ones that think that me exercising my, if I have a gun, I have to use it for crime. I don't have to use it for crime. No, I don't have to use it for crime, not at all. So, let's talk about suicide. People that are suicidal are tortured. Tortured. And the people that are suicidal they're looking for a way to ease this mental pain they're in. And sometimes the mental pain is debilitating. Now, suicide, the reason suicide has gone through the roof right now in the United States is because of the attack of men. Men have been vilified. Men are, you know, they're being just attacked every time they turn around. And I know one that committed suicide. Well, I know two that committed suicide, but I knew one a little bit better than the other. And I've told this story before. My first producer killed himself. He was older than me. He is in the demographic, unfortunately, of these guys that kill themselves. He was a very successful guy, but then his success began to wane. I don't know what he was doing or anything else up to this point. I know that he did try to kill himself by driving a car into a tree at speed. And that didn't work. He lived through it. I've still got a picture of him in the hospital. I mean, he tore himself up. I mean, he was messed up pretty bad, but he knew that he was going to have to try again. So then he went out on a dock in a lake and pulled out a gun and killed himself. And the people that knew him took that gun and broke it with a hammer. And I understand that. But it wasn't the gun that killed Tyson. It was Tyson's mind that killed Tyson. Tyson sought a way out. He was something was torturing him. I was filling in at a local radio station where I do straight talk now, WORD. And all that week, the week before he did it, he called in. He was so happy that I was on the biggest talk station in the state. Because he had tried to get me there for a very long time. And then the professional relationship between us went away for years before this happened. But we stayed in touch, and we talked whenever we could. And, you know, if I went to Columbia, I would, you know, try to hook up with him. If it weren't for him, I would not be doing this today. I don't think he ever understood, because I never had the, you know, I didn't consider this. And this is what happens to people that don't commit suicide, when people they know do commit suicide. You're sitting there and you're going, well, there's so many things I could have said to him. I should have said to him. That I didn't say to him. I had to get a little help with that one because I just didn't understand it. And that's when a psychologist told me he was happy when he did it. That's the problem with suicide. When people are suicidal, you've got to overcome the feeling of calm that they have imposed upon themselves by being suicidal. They know. They can count it down. The end is coming, and I won't feel this way anymore when the end comes. Right now, they're trying to make it a thing done by the state. There's 13 to 14 U.S. states that have medical assistance in dying. In California, you have to wait 10 days to pick up your gun if you buy it. But if you want to kill yourself, they'll do it in 2. Human lives should not be measured in the usefulness it is to the community. Human lives should be measured in the fact of what they have done, and the fact that when we get elderly, we should be respected and taken care of. Just like we did when everybody was younger than we were and we took care of them. Sometimes that gets lost. But for people of my age and my age bracket, which I'm 62 now, a lot of us are just, choosing a path that leaves a lot of questions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade, because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go, because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride, with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. These are the Quorophiles. These are the questions that I see getting asked about guns and gun owners in the United States on a regular basis from Quora.com. Next question comes, it doesn't say who it's coming from. The question is, my son got an AR-15. How can I get it taken away? He doesn't need an assault rifle. The replier to this is, the reply to this is very sobering. Because the person replying to this, who replies to this? There you go. It doesn't say. The replies to these Quora questions are written by other Quora users. They're submitted by Quora users and answered by Quora users. The guy says, I ran into the same thing with my parents over 40 years ago. They're staunch leftist left Democrats. Since I was around 15 years old, very little of what my parents or their friends did with their political views ever made sense to me growing up. I bought my first semi-automatic rifle the morning of my 18th birthday, a pre-banned Norinco AK underfolder. My parents thought it was an assault rifle and told me it was only used for killing people and wouldn't be allowed in their house. Then my dad tried to take it away with physical force. I had to put him on the floor before he let go. Mom screaming all along. I called the police. The officer checked I had bought the gun legally. They locked my dad up for 24 hours for a domestic assault. I moved out less than an hour later, enlisted in the Army that day, put myself through the last half of my senior year of high school, no party at graduation, no family there. Shipped out 2 days later, after I got my diploma, graduated basic AIT Airborne School, RIP, which is Ranger Indoctrination Program, Ranger School, saw combat on 2 separate continents, and not once did my parents visit me. Got out and got an associate's degree in fire science along with a paramedic license. I ran over 4,000 calls in my career, no parents at my retirement. All simply for what my parents' beliefs were, they blamed me for. I never really cared. It never was my fault. And I've had a cool life. And a note. It didn't take a village to raise their child. It took two misled leftist parents making the wrong choices based off of bad information that spurred this child to be a right conservative who successfully taught himself to do things for himself. The next. The next question on the Quora files. If a gun owner raises his voice at me during an altercation, can I use immediate deadly force against him? As he is clearly not in control of his temper and may use his weapon at me against me at any time. So the premise here is that if I'm a known gun carrier and I yell at somebody, does that mean they can kill me? And I guess the only way to escape that is just sit there and very quietly listen to whatever rant you're out there. So what deadly force would you attempt to apply? If you notice a firearm on this person, if he's carrying a gun that particular day, that means he is a gun owner, right? And it takes two to create an altercation. So what if the gun owner feels the same as you and determines you are an immediate threat to him? What then? And, you know, it makes me wonder, where do these mind game scenarios come up from? Are these guys in some sort of role-playing game? This question is really interesting. A survey of gun owners was taken. Shockingly, it was revealed that 97% of the gun owners have shot at passing cars for fun. Why do we do this as a society and allow this to continue? Well, since we now know about 60% of American adults own guns, I believe the number is at the upper end of the range, upper and higher than 60. But let's use 50 for the sake of argument and stick to some of the established numbers. According to the U.S. Census, the U.S. population is 335 million. 50% of that is 167.5 million gun owners. 97% of that is 162.475 million. This is 49% of all Americans. The premise here is that there have been 150 million people in the United States alone, and we've all shot at random people. You understand that if we did that, there would be no anti-gunners out there. We would have taken you guys out a long time ago. I mean, how delusional is this person? And you're proposing that almost half the people you see every day have done something crazy like this. This one I like because I'm half British. Can a pro-gun American justify their nation's gun laws to a Brit who believes that a gunless society is safer? Well, first of all, the UK is not a gunless society. There are millions of guns. Most of them are side-by-side shotguns. Another reason is that, you know, there's a black market in the UK, so it's not a gun-free zone. But what you have there is only the criminals have guns that are effective. This one, I like this one. Why do gun owners say that they would shoot burglars? Do they value their property more than a human's life? Now we go to the, this is the turkey pot pie thing for me. This is the one where, I'm just sitting here minding my own business. I'm not doing anything to anybody. And then I have a home invader kick in my door. Now, I don't own anything that's worth a human life. But if somebody kicks in my door and they come into my house, they're in a problem zone. First of all, I own a lot of guns. And if I allow them just to get the guns I have, they're going to hurt people with them. And I'm just not going to have that. Second of all, the person that's breaking in my door, they're the ones placing the value on their life. Criminals are not out there just stealing what they have to have in order to survive. Somebody comes into my house. Somebody comes into your house. There's a capacity there for great harm to be done to you. I don't have a panic room or anything to run into. So I'm going to have to stand and fight. And listen, I will give them a chance. But they're going to be at the end of my weapon. I'm going to be guns up on them, sights on their center mass. And if they take one more step when I come to that posture, things get loud in the living room. I didn't make them kick in my door. I didn't make them decide to do what they were doing that day. And I will not be shamed into becoming a victim because somebody thinks that I place a greater value on my stuff than I have on human life. What about my human life? Where do I know where that? How do I know where this person's going to stop? Because I can tell you, I don't. And nobody does. So I have to make a decision. Just like they made the decision to kick in my door, I have to make a decision, and I will make that decision. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. But once again, I didn't set this in motion. This is not my fault. All I'm doing is reacting to it. I was living in my world. Now I have to live in their world. The Quora Files. We'll do that again sometime. I enjoyed that. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.